Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on February 15th, or 25th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
You can read about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm great. I almost lost 10 days there, but it's great to be here. And
yeah.
One of the great discussions that we've had on the show is about, you know, the great times and the great innovations that we have here in the South Bay, and what we're talking about today is certainly one of them. And of course, you have very personal experience with this last year.
Yes, I did. Yeah, this is becoming an annual event, this show.
Yes, it's wonderful. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Christian Wolf, Larissa Bates, Melissa Ginsburg, and Raphael Porter from Dancing with the South Bay Stars 5. The event takes place this Saturday, February 27th, at the James Armstrong Theater in Torrance. Now, Christian Wolf is the executive and artistic director for the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation and a regular contributor to this program. His background in the arts is as eclectic as it comes. After putting on plays in his living room as a child, he was performing magicians by age 12. Christian has worked as a performer, writer, producer, director, presenter, arts administrator, acting teacher, graphic designer, and marketing professional. In addition to his current duties as the executive director of the foundation, Christian also serves on the Artist Spotlight Committee for California Presenters, a statewide consortium of performing arts presenters, and the Artist Showcase Committee for the Western Arts Alliance Annual Conference. Chris has been the Dancing with the South Bay Stars MC in prior years, but last year he competed and took home the third place trophy. Now, Larissa Bates is a professional dancer and studied ballet, tap, jazz, beginning at the age of 5 years old. She put a strict focus on ballroom dance as a member of the ballroom performance group at the University of Georgia and began teaching ballroom dance immediately after graduation, soon becoming the top female instructor in all of the state of Georgia. She moved to Los Angeles and formed her own business, LA Dance Events, where she teaches in addition to training, choreography, and performing within the Hollywood TV and film business. She has trained numerous celebrities, including Forrest Whitaker, Andrew Garfield, Harry Hamlin, Laura Prepon, William Mosley, Rick Fox, and a bunch of others. As a choreographer, she choreographed Hugh Laurie's Tango for his 2013 album tour and Adam Sandberg's first dance at his 2013 wedding, as well as numerous other projects for Tori Spelling, Warner Brothers, ABC Family, VH1, MTV, NBC, and a whole bunch of other outfits. Larissa has competed in such ballroom competitions as the Emerald Ball and the Embassy Ball and has won over 100 first-place awards. She is proficient in 20 different styles of partnership dance, ranging from the American-style smooth dances of foxtrot, waltz, and tango to the American-style rhythm dances of salsa, cha-cha, and swing. Now, Raphael Porter will be dancing for Families in Schools. He's a native of San Francisco and moved to Los Angeles almost 5 years ago with his family. When he's not in the office working as a technology consultant, he can often be found playing a pickup game of soccer or hiking in the great outdoors most weekends. Melissa Ginsberg is dancing for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. She moved to California from Louisiana in 2006, has been a nurse for the last 15 years, and is happily married to Jeff Ginsberg, Redondo Beach District 1 City Council member. Melissa was also a member of the Leadership Redondo class of 2012. She chose St. Jude's as her charity because they saved her daughter Morgan's life. Morgan is 31 now, but when she was 10 years old, she was diagnosed with osteosarcoma. The staff at St. Jude's was so amazing that she decided to go to nursing school and paid forward. Melissa is super excited to be part of this year's Dancing with the South Bay Stars and can't wait to take home the Mirror Ball Trophy. So this morning, we're going to get the inside scoop and maybe some backstage gossip on this year's event and find out if our local dancers are ready for the spotlight. Melissa, Larissa, Raphael, Chris, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
It's wonderful having you all. This is really exciting. Of course, last year, some people may not know, but everyone we know that Jackie was dancing last year, and she brought home a trophy and did really well.
I did second place.
That was fantastic. What a great event this is for the South Bay. And so we have to start with you, Chris, because this is really a lot of fun, and it's really it deserves more attention than it gets. Tell us a little bit about how Dancing with the Stars in the South Bay started.
Well, as you said, this is our fifth year. We originally were originally looking for ways to raise more funds for the foundation, the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation, to help get us through some difficult financial times, and this idea came up, and then through discussions in the board, we decided that, you know, if it's going to be a fundraiser, let's make it a fundraiser for not just the foundation, but for more organizations, which is why we put in the idea that each dancer will be dancing for a charity to try and raise funds for that charity. A small committee and myself put together the whole concept, and we just forged ahead, and it came out really well. I mean, I think after 5 years, we've finally gotten it down pat. So it pretty much runs just like the television show. You have a video that runs with a little bit of backstory about the performer, and then they do their dance, and the judges. We have three phenomenal judges this year who will give scores, and each dancer's overall score is half of its the judges' scores. Half of its votes, which people can do either online or there at the event.
When we covered this Dancing with the South Bay Stars last year, I did a lot of research. There are many, many organizations around the country that are trying to do this, probably around the world. And so obviously they all have their differences and they all do it a little different way. The production that you guys put on is so professional. The Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation should be very, very proud of this, and it's getting more and more press as the years go on.
Yeah, I have to say we are really proud of all the shows that we do. I mean, a lot of what the foundation is about is bringing in touring performers, musicians, comedians, children's shows, all for entertainment and enrichment of the of Torrance and the local South Bay communities. But we also do a lot of our own stuff, like we do South Bay's Got Talent at the beginning of the season, and we do this. We've also produced some plays. And I think that's one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is not only do we have a phenomenal technical crew at the theater, but we have good support and a really good board. So I really am pleased with the way this comes out.
And now, Larissa, I have to say one of the most exciting things that that we experience when we experience Dancing with the Stars on TV or certainly Dancing with the South Bay Stars is the level of professionalism that the professional dancers bring, and that enthusiasm for the pros, I think, is another thing that is so exciting about this. How is it for a professional dancer to do this? I assume you've never done the television show, so tell us a little bit about the professional's view of an event like this.
You assumed correctly, and I'm so happy to hear that it does come across that way, because that's absolutely true. We have so much enthusiasm for it. First of all, it's why we have made this our job, is because we just have such a pure love for dance. And I was thinking about this the other day with my partner this year, and all the partners I've had, is they come in very nervous. They don't know what to expect. And there's sort of like this glimmer of like, okay, I see what's happening here, like maybe two or three rehearsals in, and then about halfway or three quarters of the way through, you start to see it in their eyes and in their energy and their enthusiasm that they are getting why we're doing it. It's just so gratifying. It's just so fulfilling. And if we can share that with others, that's just the best part of the entire idea. So I do hope it comes across that way. I'm glad it does.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I assume also that, I mean, professional dancers that are in the business of teaching dance must really love the idea that dance has sort of a resurgence because of the show, because of the many nonprofits around the country that are doing similar events in their own local communities. It must be a general sort of uptick for all professional dancers, because it's in the news, it's on television, it's different than before Dancing with the Stars, right?
Oh, 100%, absolutely. You know, I know exactly when the TV show started, because it's the exact same year that I moved to L.A., and before I was in L.A., I was in Georgia, and I always knew that you could dance to anything on the radio. Any piece of music is danceable, and in that way, I mean, it could be a cha-cha, it could be a rumba, it could be a tango, and I just feel like ballroom dancing in particular, I just have a very strong suspicion that people thought it was very stuffy and maybe not that interesting of a style of dance, but absolutely it can be. Absolutely, it's really exciting, and I don't think people even knew that you could, dance to anything. So it's become people's way of getting into their wedding dances and competing, and this resurgence absolutely has happened, and it happened exactly that year. I mean, I always knew, and there are a few of us that great idea, but it's just the exposure that Dancing with the Stars has had, and movies and other TV shows, has been wonderful for our business.
Now, Melissa Ginsberg, it's so exciting to talk to you, because we talk to Jeff all the time about council member things and, you know, this and that in the city, but we never get really to talk to you, and this is exciting. And I want to talk a little bit about your career as a nurse, and how you do a lot of things with the community, and obviously you and Jeff together do a lot of things for the community. But how do you think this plays into that doing things for the community and being involved in the community?
Well, like you said, I'm newer to the community. I grew up here in California and I spent a lot of time here, so I'm trying to find my niche here in the South Bay. I've lived down here since 2009, I believe it is. And so just trying to find my niche and what I can give back to the community. I did participate in Leadership 2012. That was a wonderful learning experience to meet people who live here and work here and are contributing their time. And so just trying to find my place to give back to the city as well and to the community. We attend a lot of the events, a lot of the performing arts events and a lot of special events. And so now it's time to give back a little bit and try to raise some funds for you guys to keep this theater going and keep giving back to the cities.
Melissa was at the event last year, and I guess, when you attend the event, you get a ticket, your seat assignment. And what happened last year was, I can't remember if it was intermission or at the end of the show, they had like a raffle with all the ticket numbers, and they pulled one, and the winner of that was going to compete in this year's event.
Yeah.
So Melissa won last year.
Yeah.
she was sitting there watching the show, and then, oh boy, I'm going to be dancing it next year.
We came to support Jackie, and then we had a friend, Steve and Melissa. We had three friends competing, so we came to watch the show. Didn't know really much about the show at all. It was our first year to attend. And Jeff and I like to dance. We have our own little non-professional style, but we love to go out and dance and have a good time. And so when the opportunity came up, they said, anyone that wants to be on next year's show, drop your ticket at intermission, and we'll draw a ticket, and some will be chosen. And he's like, oh, this would be a great opportunity for us to learn some dance moves and to, you know. So I was like, fine, put it in there. They're not going to draw my name. Go ahead. Just drop it.
Wow.
There'll be lots of names in there. Drop it in. Okay, that's cute. That's great. And then, yes, out comes my name at intermission. So here I am. It's been a wonderful experience. I'm so glad that I was kind of halfway forced into it, because sometimes you think about these things and you want to do them, but it's hard to actually commit. And so I was kind of thrown in there, and it's been a fantastic experience. Wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And Raphael Porter, when we talk about, you know, contributing to the community, getting involved in the community, you've been in Los Angeles for almost 5 years now, so you and your family. So is this an attempt to give back more to the community, or how did you get involved with Dancing with the South Bay Stars, Raphael?
Yeah, so I've always, even growing up, been involved in nonprofits and giving back to the community. So giving back and being a part of something that really doesn't have to, I guess, directly benefit me. It's always been in me, and it's always been something that I've had a passion for.
Mm-hmm.
How I got involved in Dancing with the Stars is actually probably a funny story. So my wife is actually going to be confused. She's actually going to be on stage. Her name is Andy. And she went to the luncheon, and I believe either someone dropped out or someone didn't show up, and she got me a text and said, hey, would you like to dance and compete? And I say, sure. So,
wow.
yeah, so
your wife's,
it was,
name, your wife's name is Nancy?
Andy, A-N-D-I-E.
Andy, and so you both are going to be dancing this year?
Yeah, so she actually had some complications with a partner. I believe he was injured, so she won't be dancing, but she will be on stage.
Oh.
She's actually going to go first. But yeah, it was definitely an interesting past few months in the house with the competition, and kind of we each went to our own separate practices and kind of had a little kind of competition in the home as well. So it's definitely
oh
been
my
fun
goodness.
And
oh my goodness.
Can you imagine that?
I didn't know this, Joe. I had no idea when I booked these guests. I had no idea that this was happening. That's amazing. That could be hell for both of you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we kind of made a game of it, and you know, he always said he was in the beginning, because I haven't seen the trophy, but I know the first place is large.
Right.
And so, as he said, you know, if I were to win, I couldn't take it in the house, I'd have to stay in the back cave in the garage. So, you know. But, you know, definitely, you know, she wins, you know.
Well, I can tell you for a fact, Jackie's second place trophy is quite impressive.
It is. Yeah, second place,
wow.
not a bad place to be. This is too funny. Are you guys comparing notes, or are you being very secretive about it? Like, when you come home from practice, does she say, hi, honey, how'd it go? And you'd say, none of your business?
yeah, so we're definitely keeping it, we kept it as secretive as possible. I actually came home and I played the song that I'm going to be dancing to,
right.
And she turned and looked, and it was actually, she looked a little kind of weird, because it was actually the same song that they were going to be dancing to.
No!
Oh my God!
So it was definitely a weird kind of, you know, dynamic, but you know, we made it fun, and it's been awesome.
Oh my!
I have to say, after in all the 5 years, that has never happened where somebody was going to dance to the same song.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah,
oh,
that would have been a first.
Wow.
Yeah, that would have been a first. Yeah, it would have been.
you know, husband and wife. I would have.
Now,
we're
going to loop back around and talk about the charities that our two community dancers are dancing for. But Christian, has it happened before that a husband and wife team, or not team, but a husband and wife separately have danced in the last?
No, that would have been the first. I was a little apprehensive because I didn't want to be the reason for any divorce, but
yeah.
They were both really good sports.
Oh, no.
they were playing along with it, and they had a good time. Even when we were shooting their video interviews, you know, we kind of tried to get them to talk a little smack to each other on camera, and it was fun. They had a great time with it.
Yeah,
we've been really fortunate where, I mean, we've had similar dance styles, and but never. I mean, everyone dances on their own, and the professional dancers come up with the routines and the music. So it's always been kind of. Actually, you know what? I think wasn't last year somebody danced to the same song?
Yes. Last year there. I think you were one of them, weren't you? Wasn't it you
it was
and then
us.
Another?
It was us.
Yeah, that's right. See, I just totally blanked that whole thing.
How easy you are, yeah. Our memory fades.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, somebody danced to we both danced to Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, and it was, of course, our routine was much better, which is why we
of course.
There you go.
Yeah, that's, yeah, that they took their play, so it was better, yeah.
That's what's important.
Ooh.
There are so many different ways to go about this, but Larissa, let's start with, you know, there's a certain number of months that the professionals and their partners have to get ready. Can you tell us a little bit about the nuts and bolts of the process and how long before the performance the teams practice?
Sure. So we're all guaranteed. We're all allotted 20 hours of rehearsal time. And Chris, I always forget when exactly did we get the ball rolling with the first meeting?
I think the luncheon was in December. I want to say November.
In maybe November, December-ish. So I mean, personally, I don't know exactly what the other instructors do, but I like to start into things. So the first meeting is always just basically talking about stuff. Just, you know, what is their personality? Do they already have a preference of maybe Latin style dances and music or American? Do they want to do something that traveled before, something more rhythmic? So, you know, mainly me getting to know them and offering my professional opinion, but absolutely, again, my personal way of going about things is to get them involved as well. So definitely it's a team effort. And like I said, the first day, maybe just an hour and a half of just talking about what the different options are, what kind of music choices we can get into, maybe trying just a bit of like general dancing, just so they can see what in the world this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And building from there, so maybe doing like an hour and a half, then building it to like two and a half hour sessions. And we try to at least have the first meeting pretty early on out. Holidays always happen in there, so it makes things a little bit trickier, but then we just sort of amp it up as the weeks progress. And basically the last like two or three weeks, it becomes like, you know, several sessions a week.
Several sessions a week.
Yeah,
I will say
maybe
that
two
that
to three a week.
That was one of the fun things about working with Larissa was she was really we brainstormed a lot. We talked a lot about different things and what my physical limitations are, what I really wanted to try to do. And she was a real good sport about, you know, taking my ideas and, you know, sort of making me feel like I wasn't being totally stupid. But it was fun.
Well,
she does, you know, sort of ask for opinions.
Well, this is the thing. I say this to everybody I work with is, whether I'm involved in the dance or not, I don't want there to be even 1 second of the routine where the performer dreads it. I don't want there to be anything that they just think is a silly move or a stupid move or it's too difficult. I mean, it's, you know, especially in this case when we're dancing together, I just don't want there to be any part of the routine that they don't like. It's not me bombarding them with ideas. It has to be the two of us always in agreement,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's obviously working. The pros that have been involved to date have been fantastic, and really all of the contestants have uniformly said that it was one of the, you know, best experiences in their lives. Now, it's universal. Last year we talked to lots of people, and they really enjoyed it. Let's talk, Melissa, let's talk about your charity, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Many people see the commercials. Many people know about St. Jude's, but I want your perspective on how important it is to have a place that is literally one of the top research hospitals in the world, and if your child is ill, there's no cost. Tell us about how important that is.
So I was living in Louisiana at the time. This was 1994. And my daughter was diagnosed with a bone cancer. And our doctor, our orthopedic, said he's not even going to touch it. He's going to send us straight to St. Jude because it's the best place in the world to go. Mm. So we show up at St. Jude's front doorstep. And from the moment you walk in the door, they take care of every detail. And you wonder, when you donate money to these charities, how much gets back to the patient and the family. Mm. You could walk in that door with zero insurance and $0, and you would be taken care of from housing to food to definitely, and most importantly, the medical care and the research that they do. And it's an amazing place. It's an amazing place. Like, we had insurance, and they never asked for a penny beyond anything that our insurance would cover. Mm. And we saw people who came from all over the world to St. Jude, and not speaking English, no money, and just walk in and they take care of you from the moment you come through the door.
It's you know, every parent that has a seriously ill child understands, and certainly their extended family and neighbors and relatives understand that it's you'd give anything. You'd sell your home, you'd sell everything that you have, you'd do anything to help your child become well. And yet St. Jude Children's Research Hospital makes it easy for everyone, regardless of their ability to pay. What a wonderful charity to dance for, Melissa.
Absolutely. They take that burden off. Like you said, you think about nothing but that child 24/7. You don't have to stress about anything else but taking care of your child and getting them back on the road to health. So
right.
It's an amazing place.
Well, thank you for dancing for them. That's a wonderful thing. And Raphael, tell us a little bit about Families in Schools. I'm not familiar with that charity.
Yeah. So the Families in Schools is a charity based out of Los Angeles, downtown, and they advocate for children in inner-city schools here and also across the nation. Mm-hmm. So their view is that the more that the community, as far as the parents are concerned, the more that the parents are involved in the child's schooling, the more attention they get, the more support that they have, the better off they will be in high school and off into college. Mm-hmm. And they will have more successful experiences in both of those.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I mean, you know, several educators that I've talked to about this, and of course we were very involved in our children's education, but we were blessed to live in the South Bay, because here in the South Bay, our schools not only invite that, they kind of demand parental involvement. And the reason is because you can tell, as an educator, you can tell how well a child is going to be doing if you meet the family. You can see their base, their motivation, their support, and you kind of know how well they're going to do. What are some of the specific ways that Families in Schools encourages families to become involved?
One of the ways that they encourage the parents to get involved is by holding workshops specifically for the parents.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, the parents are not necessarily as aware of how the school system works.
Mm-hmm.
So they host seminars to educate the parents what forms they need to fill out, or what programs that their children should be a part of, how to interact with the teachers at the school. They also and reading workshops for the young students as well. So those are just a few of the ways. They also host seminars and actually for the teachers to develop more parent support. I know in the South Bay we're pretty good about getting the parents involved, but in other areas the schools aren't necessarily as proactive in getting parent involvement. So they help and teach the teachers and the school administrators on how to get more parent involvement.
Yes, it's critical. It's critical. It takes a village to raise a child, and certainly families have to be involved in schools.
And it takes sponsors to keep this show going.
And it takes a number of sponsors to keep a show going. We are the South Bay Show. We are all about the fantastic and the mystical and everything else that happens in the South Bay. And one of those things is Dancing with the South Bay Stars, put on by the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation. We're so thrilled to highlight this upcoming Dancing with the South Bay Stars 5, and we hope that everyone that can attend will attend. It's going to be a fantastic night. And, of course, if you'd like to ask a question or if you have a comment, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. And now, one of those wonderful, fantastic sponsors.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
All right. It's that time of the show, Christian. What can we do? What can we say to people? And how are we doing on tickets, by the way? But everyone that should go, that can go, should go. How are we doing on tickets right now?
We're doing okay. There are still tickets available.
Okay.
We'd obviously like to see. You know, I think for the contestants, especially the stars, there's nothing more exhilarating than walking out on stage and hearing those cheers and applause after you dance. So we're hoping for a sellout. We're not there yet, so I do encourage people to get their tickets while they can.
Just 2 days to go, Saturday, February 27th, at the James Armstrong Theater in Torrance. It's a beautiful facility, but you're saying there's a few nosebleed seats yet to sell.
Actually, there's thankfully in the Armstrong, there every seat is a good seat. It's only 500 seats, so it's no matter where you sit, it's a good seat. But yeah, there are still tickets available.
Awesome.
And in addition to Chris, if you can't make the show, if you can't be there in person, there are other ways to support your dancers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you can go online to our website, www.torrancearts.org, and you'll click on special events, and you'll see the Dancing with the South Bay Stars page. You can select your favorite dancer and dance as, or, and vote as often as you want.
And tell us how the point system works again.
Well, basically, each dancer, they have two scores that are combined to make up their total score. So they have a potential of 30 points from the judges. That's 10 points per judge. And a total of 30 points available from online votes or votes in person. Basically, all the votes are combined. And basically, in order to get the, it's for every 1,000 votes equals 10 points. So if they get 3,000 votes, they get the full 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a combined total they could get of 60 points.
Okay.
And now this is important. Let's tell them how important it is, Joe. I'll tell them how important it is. Yeah, you can keep track as one of the dancers. You can keep track of how many votes you're getting. I was short something like 67 votes last year.
Mm-hmm.
If I had had that many more votes, there would have probably been a dance off.
Mm.
Well, I always push the dancers to say, you know, it really is the votes because, and this just goes to show you how good of a dancer you were, because I had the 3,000 votes, and you still came in second, and I came. But even then, without those 3,000 votes, as wonderful as a dancer and instructor as Larissa is, my dancing ability was not up to par. But because I had the votes, I got third place.
Yeah. So that is it. That is just as important. If you can, you go and you support these fabulous dancers. If you can't make it, or even if you can make it, you can do both. The night of the event, right? During intermission, you can vote there. But the dancers need your support. You have to go online, and you got to vote for your dancers.
Well, I have to say, you know, people think about this event and they think, oh, it's just, you know, some fun thing. But I have to tell you, most of these people, not all of them, but most of them have either no dance experience or have never been on stage before. And it's truly a frightening thing to step that far out of your comfort zone to go out and perform a dance in front of, you know, potentially 500 people. And it's a lot of work. I mean, some rehearsals, depending on your, I know I would leave rehearsals just exhausted because, you know, doing a swim dance is not the easiest thing, especially at my age. But it was, you know, it's a lot of hard work. People, and they give up their time with their families and they, you know, bust their butt in order to try to raise some funds for their charities. And I think as I like to say, all of the contestants are winners because they've really stepped outside their comfort zone and they're doing some great work.
One thing I have to comment on is the website has been completely updated and upgraded, and it's fantastic.
Thank you.
That was done between last year and this year. How long did that take?
It took actually... I don't know, about a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
We have a web designer that we use, and we gave him some specific ideas of what we wanted to try to accomplish on updating it, and he did a phenomenal job.
Phenomenal. Fully mobile ready. You can browse on your smartphone. And also, when you vote for dancers, apparently you can vote for more than one dancer at a time. That's kind of cool.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That's very cool. Like a shopping cart.
Well, since most of these dancers are so well connected in the community, we know that people are going to want to, you know, spread their votes around.
Right. This is fantastic.
And I want to reiterate on the votes again, not to overtalk it, but from the instructor's perspective, Chris is right. If we can take care of the quota of the 3,000 votes or the 30 points on that end, it really makes it come all the way down to the dancing, which is what they're working so, so, so hard on.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's almost kind of frustrating in the opposite way. If we didn't have
all the votes, but you have worked so hard in advance, and it's like it doesn't really give you the full chance of really pursuing that first place Mirrorball trophy. So it's just, it's at least I can just speak from the instructor's perspective. It just, it really puts all that hard work of the dancing and rehearsals to good use to have that taken care of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it really comes down to that night of performing.
Mm-hmm.
So you want each of these dancers, they want those 3,000 votes going into the
votes.
Night of the competition. That's
yes.
very, very important. We can't stress that enough. Again, torrencearts.org. Go and vote. You'll see pictures of each of the dancers.
Yes.
You can vote for one. You can vote for all. You can vote for as many as you want. Joe, I want to hear about the star's partners, the other professional dancers that are going to be dancing with our celebrities. Raphael, who are you dancing with?
I'm dancing with Stacey McKenzie. She also danced last year, and I believe came in first place with Sean Tang.
That's right. That's right. That's right. They did. That's right. Yeah, she's very
yeah.
good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what kind of dance are you doing? Can you tell us what kind of dance you're doing?
Yeah. So we're doing a salsa to a famous Cuban song by Celia Cruz, My Life is a Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty technical dance, I've been told. So we actually videotape our rehearsals, and I try to practice at home as well. And I've showed it to a few of my friends, and they said, wow, it's, you're really moving on there.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea, videotaping it. Now, I only ask this because I did a salsa dance last year. Are you doing a lot of stunts?
Yes, there are a few stunts. There's, I believe, two and a half lifts, and I'm doing a few slides on the floor as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Are you nervous about those?
A little bit, but I think with the practice that we put in and the hours, we also did, a few sessions per week, all the way up until now. We actually have practice tonight, but I'm feeling pretty confident in it. I've danced on stage before, actually competed on stage
mm-hmm.
before, so while I was in college as part of a fraternity, so not necessarily, and I mean, this was some years ago, but I've done it before, and it's kind of a rush. I mean, being in front of a lot of people and having to perform something that you practice, for weeks on weeks. So, yeah, I'm actually pretty excited about it.
Wow. Okay, and Melissa, who are you dancing with?
I'm dancing with Menvo. He's been wonderful. He performs all over L.A. And throughout our practices, he's been had performances on Sunday and Saturday and has got us been really busy. It's been really fun and very encouraging, super energetic, very positive. His main thing is just have fun. Make sure you're having fun the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, in the beginning, it's very nerve-wracking. You walk in there having no clue what's happening, and then you finally get your routine down, and then now we're finally at the point where it's really fun and you're enjoying the dance.
Now, Min's name sounds familiar. Did he dance
yes.
last year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is his second year to perform, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and what kind of dance are you doing?
We're doing a swing. Excuse me. It's like a Charleston style. It's a lot of fun.
Mm.
A lot of energy.
Charleston.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw one of those last year. That would be nice. And that's got it, Chris, isn't that that's kind of a part of it is each of the dancing couples come up with their own style of dance and their own music. How much overlap is there?
There really is, there's a little bit, but I have to give kudos to all the instructors because, I mean, you may get a salsa, but there's like, we have one salsa, we have one salsa bachata combo, we have a swing, which is like the East Coast swing, we have a West Coast swing, we have the Charleston swing, and then this year we have a couple of more pop dances, which will be interesting to see, that aren't necessarily ballroom, but they're still dances.
So yeah, there's a little bit of overlap, but they even last year when there were two couples doing the same style of dance to the same song, the dances were so different that it didn't really matter that much.
Right. I remember that because I saw those. Yeah, they were different.
Yeah,
but
the interpretation is so different. You know, that's how we viewed the song and the story and all that. So.
Yeah, but ultimately the instructors are the ones who work with the stars to come up with the style of dance that they think the stars will be more comfortable with. Obviously, we have some instructors who are well-versed in a specific type of dance, and they may want to try to get the student or the star to do that dance, but ultimately it's a sort of a collaborative effort where they come up with the style of dance and then the music. And so, yeah, I'm very excited about this year. I haven't really seen much of the rehearsals, but I think we've got a great group.
Chris, are you going to be emceeing this year? Because you have in years past, but last year, as I mentioned, you were a competitor. So will you be emceeing?
Yes, actually, I will be emceeing with my co-host this year. This year she's gotten Woman of the Year from two different organizations, but Sherry Kramer, who was is actually on our board and actually was in the first Dancing with the South Bay Stars.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two previous contestants and people involved with the foundation emceeing tomorrow on Saturday.
Oh, we all know Sherry Kramer from Continental Development Corp, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting. Yes. So the two of you know the dancer's pain.
Oh, yes. we'll be back here to sympathize and with a chilled glass of champagne after each dance.
There you go.
One of the exciting things last year was the background video that's shown for each dancer pro partnership, the sort of what happened during rehearsals, the ups and the downs, the back and forth, all of that. Are the videos really good this year, Chris?
Oh, yes. I'm really fortunate that I've been sort of being able to get a glimpse of each one. And I have to say, the guy who puts those together, Brian Singer, is an amazing talent. He comes in, he does all the video, helps me through the interviews, and puts together these phenomenal intros to each dance. I like to tout the fact that he's actually an Emmy Award-winning videographer and editor, although he kind of blushes when I tell that. But he's a great guy and does amazing work.
And that's something I can tell from my experience, Joe. The entire organization, the crew, everybody, so professional. I mean, mm-hmm. You go the day of the event, you go, you're there all day, you get time on the stage to do your run-through, and the whole crew is there with lights and, you know, they do everything. It's so professional. This is for real. This is not an amateur production. This is very, very professional, and it's a great night on the town.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Torrance.org, and it's coming up this coming Saturday. You should buy tickets now.
How much are tickets, Chris?
Oh, golly, I was afraid you were going to ask me that.
I always ask the tough questions.
I believe the front section is sold out, so it's just going to be, there's $65, $45, and $35 tickets.
Okay. All right. $35, $45, and $65.
All right. Very good.
So if you haven't got your tickets yet, torrancearts.org this Saturday night. Fun night.
Right. I'm looking at the map right now, and there's some good seats on the left. Really good seats.
Chris said it. It's all good seats. There are no bad seats in this theater.
Right.
Yeah,
there's
not a bad seat in the house. And really, when it comes right down to it, the dancers need your support. I mean, because, you know, Jackie, as you know, walking out and hearing those screams and yells and hollers, it just makes the event that much more fun.
I have to tell you, I don't remember any of it.
I'm right there with you.
I was traumatized.
I'm right there with you. I remember getting in place. Lewis and I had actually changed the opening of our dance that night, actually like 5 minutes before we went on or something like that. And so I was like, I remember getting in place, figuring out that I was like ready to go. And then I kind of like blacked out until I was standing at, you know, getting my scores. It's like, okay, I guess I did it. It was fun though.
It's a strange experience. I mean, Larissa obviously has experience with this, and Chris to a certain extent being a presenter. But when you go out on the stage, the lights are so bright that you don't see anything. It's like a black wall. You're up there and the lights are on you, and you know, you can see the floor, you can see your partner, but beyond the edge of the stage, you can't see anything. There's 500 people sitting out there and you can hear them, but you can't see them. So it's like you're dancing. You're dancing in like this black void. It's very strange. And Raphael and Melissa will get that when they do their run through, when they do the practice, when they actually get on stage. Yeah, it's pretty freaky.
So that's what makes the attendance so much more important, because that cheering, that energy that you get off of that is so important, because you can't see them but you can hear them.
Yeah,
and you want to have that to keep you going. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm curious to know how Melissa and Raphael are feeling about the event. Are they getting nervous, excited?
Palpitations. Yeah, super excited. I like it. Wow, gonna be scary. Super excited.
Super excited. It'll be fun. Yeah, it's definitely gonna be exciting. I mean, I'm expecting my heart to be kind of pounding, a little bit, but I think it's going to be a fun night. I'm definitely looking forward to being on stage and actually dancing.
I may have to go back and look at my video. It's been a year. I may have to go back and look at it.
It was
inspired.
It was inspiring, and it's wonderful to have that video, Jackie. You can look at that video every year from now on.
When I'm ancient and I can't move, and I can say, look, I used to be able to move. I used to fly through the air. I used to fly through the air with ease.
Yeah.
I'd also like to give a shout-out to Toyota, who has been a real generous sponsor for this event, who actually does the video for us. They send a video crew and do a three-camera shoot, give us completed DVDs that each dancer gets as sort of a memento of the event. And it's been, you know, great because people get to look back. And we also post each dance on YouTube so they can share it with their friends and family.
Right.
And, yes, by all means, give a shout-out to your sponsors, Chris.
Like I said, there's Toyota, who is one of our season sponsors, but also has sponsored this event each year, which we really appreciate. There's so many. There's Francis Deaver, Torino Foundation, Continental Development, Robinson Helicopter, Sunrider International, ExxonMobil, Pelican Products. Those are our big sponsors, and we really appreciate all their support.
Yeah, you can't get any of this stuff done without sponsors, right, Joe?
That is right. Absolutely. And
is that another segue?
Well, Jackie, are you going to give us any guide tidbits?
I'll do it tomorrow's show.
Okay, good.
Other than Dancing with the South Bay Stars Saturday night.
We're having a good time, and it's going to be even better on Saturday if you just get your tickets now.
Do you want me to just run through this? The Torres Cultural Arts Foundation is proud to present Dancing with the South Bay Stars 5. On Saturday, February 27th at 8 p.m., the event pairs local celebrities with professional dancers in a competition to raise funds for the foundation and the participants' nonprofit organization of choice. This season, 10 of the South Bay's brightest stars will slip into their dancing shoes, take the stage, and strut their stuff. Tickets are $35, $45, and $65 and can be purchased online by calling the ticket office directly at 310-781-7171. And for additional information and ticket purchase online, visit the website at www.torrenceArts.org. The performance will take place at the Armstrong Theater, located in the Torrance Cultural Arts Center at 3330 Civic Center Drive in Torrance. Everything you need to know.
Yes. Fantastic. Well, now we have a couple of minutes left. I just want to give you a chance, Melissa Ginsberg. We'll start with you. Just what does this mean to you, and what do you want to see happen for others? Just give a shout out to other people in the community that you think, well, maybe they should think about doing this as well for Dancing with the South Bay Stars 6.
There are so many needs in our communities, and everybody has their own little niche, and it's important to find something that you can do to give back to the community. Like I do work as well, so some of us don't have as much time off to give back to the community, but this is a wonderful thing that you can do. About 4 or 5 months out of the year that we've been working on this, a couple nights a week, and take your time and dedicate and raise funds so that we can keep these performing arts going in our community.
And Raphael, what would you say to those in the community out there that are thinking, oh, well, maybe I'll go, but I would never dance?
I would tell them to never say never. It's definitely fun. And if you have 2 legs, I feel, you know, you could dance. It's definitely good to also raise awareness for a charity that you support as well. I'm taking this as a great opportunity to raise awareness for the Families and Schools organization. And if anyone out there has a charity or a cause that they want to raise awareness for, this is a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to also have fun, you know, and if you aren't necessarily used to dancing, it's a great way to also get out of your comfort zone as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to kind of do something that you might not ever get the chance to do again. You know, learn a dance, get on stage, perform it, and also raise money for a charity that you have a close relationship with.
Now, Larissa, do you have a dance studio in the South Bay?
I don't own a dance studio, but basically everything's internet-based, so I've got the LA Dance Event where people can find out information about me, and I also actually have other instructors that I employ, and we rent space throughout South Bay as well as all of LA for corporate events and wedding dances and everything you can think of.
How would someone that wanted to get in touch with you get in touch with you?
They can check out our website at ladanceevents.com. Also, we have a Facebook page, LA Dance Events, and they can also just call us directly at 310-461-9940.
Excellent.
Do you mind if I give a shout-out to the other charities that people are dancing for?
Please, yes.
I think it might be good for people to know that we have Leslie Cortez, who's dancing for Torrance Historical Society, Brandon Mattson, who's dancing for the Torrance Area Chamber Foundation for the Dick Roseburg Memorial Fund. Chad Mayer's dancing with ShareFest Community Development, who is Larissa's partner. Daniela Morial, who's dancing for Happy Happy Kid. Bernadette Reed, who's dancing for Torrance Memorial Medical Center. Andy Shaw, Torrance YMCA. Cindy Shields, the Dream Center Los Angeles. And Boris Steyer, who's dancing for Providence Little Company of Mary.
Excellent. Well, it's an amazing event. You don't want to miss it, ladies and gentlemen. And we have had some personal experience. Jackie Dan, last year I was there, and it was magical. What a magical night. I hope everyone who can attend will attend. Thank you so much for joining us, Christian Wolf. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Larissa Bates.
Thank you.
Melissa Ginsberg.
Thank you.
And Raphael Porter, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
What a great event. What a signature event. Dancing with the South Bay Stars 5 this Saturday. Get your tickets now. TorranceArts.org. TorranceArts.org. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right, that's our show today, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you tomorrow for Manhattan Beach 360.